WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Mark Remillard. The world waits to see Israel's next move as the country gave Palestinians a 24-hour window to evacuate northern Gaza, which has now expired. It's expected the country will conduct a wider ground offensive in Gaza after amassing troops at the northern border for several days and relentlessly bombing the territory. ABC News national security and defense analyst Mick Mulroy on what a possible ground invasion of Gaza might look like.
If that happens, I think you'll see large columns of armor, both tanks and armored personnel carriers move in, deploy, and start getting into this heavily dense urban area. This is going to be some horrendous fighting, very violent, very destructive.
The evacuation of tens of thousands of Palestinians who have heeded Israel's warning has created a growing humanitarian crisis. Humanitarian groups like Amnesty International urging Israel to give people more time. Hamas has been telling people to remain. With continuing coverage, Israel-Hamas war. This is ABC News. The war between Israel and Hamas stoking tensions around the world, including on college campuses here in the U.S.
At Harvard University, Palestine solidarity groups releasing a statement signed by more than 30 students holding Israel entirely responsible for the unfolding violence. Now, says this Palestinian student, a truck going around Harvard's campus allegedly naming people who were members of those groups.
We have Palestinian friends who were signatories of that statement, who were doxxed, whose name was on those buses, who've had their workplaces contacted. We have friends who've received death threats.
The truck incident coming after some CEOs have said they won't hire anyone who signed the statement. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Court records show the chief suspect in the 2006 disappearance of Natalie Holloway intends to plead guilty in an extortion case. Joran van der Sloot is accused of trying to extort money from Holloway's mother. He was extradited from Peru to the U.S. earlier this year. A hearing is set for October 18th in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa!
Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Jade Monkey, Dom and Kroot, we're going to be there. Live broadcast, party all night.
That's right. The tour stops in Madison at the Jade Monkey on Cottage Grove Road Tuesday, October 17th. It all starts with a live broadcast at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
In a moment, we can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin on this blustery, rainy, kind of icky Friday the 13th. Calvin is on the board. My friend Carol Kane across from me here in the studio, live from downtown Waukesha at our studio, WAUK. It is Friday the 13th.
It is Friday the 13th.
And you found a great article that we're going to talk about in the next half hour.
About why we're afraid of Friday the 13th?
Where did this all start? Because I am not personally superstitious.
No, I'm not either.
But I know there are people who certainly are. And take stuff like that very seriously.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, it, you know, triskaidekaphobia.
Well done.
stand back. I'm a professional. I'm not at all superstitious either. I had two black cats. You know, it's whatever.
It's fine. Yeah.
The only thing, and we can get to it once we get to this thing. The only thing that I do. Is if I spill salt, I throw it over my shoulder.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did your mom teach you that?
No. I think Lou did.
Interesting.
I don't know why. It's supposed to be like warding off something. You know, I just throw a little bit over my shoulder. You know, and I come to rue it because I'm the one that has to pick it up.
Now I have to go sweep up the salt.
I know. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we'll start kicking that around coming up at 10:33. Busy hour next hour with lots and lots of guests.
Yeah.
Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here to fix your life. So if you have relationship questions or career questions or life coachy kind of questions, Dr. Mike is the guy that you want to talk to. And then Tim McCormick. I'm sure you've talked to Tim over the years.
I'm sure.
From the Harley-Davidson Museum. We're going to talk to Tim in the second hour about some of the, they have some really fun stuff coming up at the Harley Museum for Halloween and other events.
Just overall, it's one of the premier destinations, really. If you haven't seen the Harley Museum.
It's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it is.
And motor is delicious.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. And then finally, Tim Nicosia, who is with the Friends of Prairie Cemetery. They have an unveiling of a canine officer monument that's going to happen tomorrow. Unfortunately, the weather's not going to be great.
No,
but they're having a pet walk, and there's going to be the unveiling of this monument. So Tim's going to join us in the very last segment.
Yeah.
That's something that's happening tomorrow here in Waukesha. But to start things off this hour, I wanted to talk about Republicans in disarray.
Well, they've been a mess for a while. They can't seem to figure it out. And, you know, I don't know why it gets to this cluster, if you will. They just can't seem to agree on anything.
That's within their own caucus.
Right. I mean, the problem is that how do you expect to get anything done when even in your own party, you can't figure it out? I don't know. How do you expect to work with the Democrats if even in your own party, you can't figure it out? And listen, I was raised in a very conservative family. So, I mean, when my mom died, I found her Nixon button.
That she obviously kept proudly.
Right. Well, I can see both sides here, but I just don't know why you don't see how completely unfortunate you are.
Well, and how bad it looks, not just to the rest of the country, but to the rest of the world, especially with everything going on right now in Israel and Ukraine and all of that. So just to recap a little bit, so House Republicans blew out Speaker McCarthy after 18 whole months, or was it even 18 months?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. So, Mm-mm. Yeah, they blew out Kevin McCarthy without any obvious replacement that everyone could agree on. Steve Scalise, who was supposed to be the front runner, did not get enough votes last night, so mm-hmm. He stepped out of the race. Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, among several other Republicans, checking in and saying she can't vote for Steve Scalise because he has a form of blood cancer that he's fighting. And so he needs to back out of the race and take care of himself.
Well, I'm not going to act. I'm actually not going to vote again.
But if he feels he is up to it.
I understand that if he personally thinks that he's up to it, I guess, but that worm can turn really quickly.
Granted.
Then what do we do?
Right. Well, there is an article in Politico today talking about what kinds of options there are as this mess continues in the Republican House. So here are a couple different things.
Okay.
One thing is to former President Trump. They could just install former President Trump because you do not have to be a speaker. You don't have to be a member of the House in order to be Speaker. However, House rules do prohibit someone with major criminal indictments from holding a House leadership role. So he's only facing 91 indictments. I don't know. Maybe that comes in under the wire.
I don't want him there anyhow.
The second idea is for Kevin McCarthy to be reinstated, which he just got booted last week. I can't imagine that Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
And these others who were behind his ouster are going to say, yeah, let's bring him back because we look bad and we look like we don't know what we're doing. No, that's not going to happen.
No, that's dumb.
That's not going to happen.
No,
the third
dumb.
Idea, and this is what really jumped out at me, a small handful of more vulnerable House Republicans could cut a deal with Democrats to nominate a consensus speaker in return for a bipartisan governing arrangement. And I saw this pop up on Twitter yesterday from several Republican lawmakers. We need House Democrats to come across the aisle and help us. Should they? That's my question. Should Democrats help the Republicans straighten out this mess?
Okay. Well, I'm just going to take it down to a baseline and just say, I wouldn't be sad if they helped out. Because at least it's in the spirit of cooperation and maybe it's a step in the right direction so we can get some kind of like working agreement between the two sides instead of each one always, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want. You know, at some point in time, some concession is going to have to, it's like bickering children. When I was a mom, or I still am a mom, what am I saying? But like if my kids were fighting, it's like, okay, you go off into that corner, you go off into that corner, and then in about a half an hour, you're going to kiss and make up and we're going to be a nice little family again. So sometimes I think little steps like this might put us in the right direction. I know you disagree with me on that.
Well, no, I think compromise is really critical. But I also feel that the clown car caucus is the one that got themselves into this mess. They have not necessarily always negotiated with Democrats in good faith.
No, I'm not. And I agree with you.
And have made deals and then reneged on these deals.
And so I
just think there would be a lot of hesitation. Why would we do this for you? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Should Democrats help House Republicans get a speaker elected? And if so, who should that be? Because I've also seen it suggested that Hakeem Jeffries, who is a Democrat, they'd probably go along with that. Sure. If the House Republicans want to go along with House Democrats and put Hakeem Jeffries in there, I think Democrats would do that. But no Republican's going to do that.
Well, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Because if they're asking for help, you have to accept the help and work with them and figure out if this is the guy, if this is the guy they want, then you got to figure it out. I don't know. I this is something that, you know, this is why I'm not on Capitol Hill. Because at some point in time, I think they do need a mom. They need a mom figure. That God knows with the debates, we needed a mom to get on the stage and go, shut up.
Absolutely. And get some duct tape and wash their mouths out with
right.
soap.
So I just sometimes think you need that mom figure to come in and go, all right.
Enough.
I've had enough.
Enough.
This is ridiculous. So in that regard, I kind of hope they do. Because it might be a step in the right direction. I know I sound like a broken record, but I'm so anxious to find some cooperation anywhere.
Yeah, so we can get something done.
Get something done.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We have Brian from Iguanago is on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
What do you think about Democrats stepping across the aisle to help out the Republicans in the House?
Good morning. Yes, I believe it's the morning. I have an easy solution for them. Since there is no speaker, they can't enact any legislation. And even when they had a speaker, they couldn't enact any legislation anyway. So no, Democrats should not step across the aisle to help them out of their own mess. But the easy solution is all the Republicans should just resign. Since they're not passing any legislation anyway, they're not doing their job. Or, you know, if possible, we could just fire them and then just get some new blood in there. And hopefully that'll, you know, some younger generation members in there, and that might help the process.
All right.
At least, you know, that's my idea.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. You can call. You can text if you are watching the live stream. You can also leave a comment there. Text here from the 541. Who can the House Democrats trust in the Republican Party? And unfortunately, I think that's a big issue. Again, why,
that's a big issue.
Why would I trust you?
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, that's something that we... I understand the opinion, but once again, somebody's got to start trusting somebody
and be the grownups.
Yes. Yes. So I know it's a very difficult issue and it's very polarizing and a lot of people disagree with me and that's fine. But I just think somewhere along the line, we have to have the spirit of cooperation somewhere. It's got to start somewhere.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We will take your calls. We will take your texts on the other side of the break. Don't go away. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. and they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 43 overnight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 52. Lows level off around 39 tomorrow night. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Sunday with daytime highs approaching 54. 53 Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 46.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matmere in for Kristen Bry. Calvin, we're glad your young is here on the board. And Carol Kane, my friend and colleague sitting across from me.
Yep.
Live in the studio at WAUK in downtown Waukesha. We're talking about the continued Republican disarray in the House. They can't elect a speaker. It just doesn't seem like it's, you know, it's the whoop whoop boing caucus. They're the three stooges of politicians.
They just can't. I don't know why they can't collect themselves together. It doesn't make any sense to me. And it's been this way for a while.
Yes, it has been this way for a while.
I agree with you. It is like a clown car. It's just like, come on, people. We elected you for a reason.
To get something done.
Yes.
To get something done on behalf of, I don't know, your constituents. Crazy thought.
Yeah.
Crazy thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Some Republicans yesterday suggesting that Democrats should be the ones to cross the aisle and help Republicans get a speaker elected. And we're just curious, should we make that deal? Is that a good deal? Do we want to do that deal? Texter from the 630, Andrew from Verona says, the Democrats better ask for a very sweet deal if we are going to help them out. And again, if the Democrats come in with a whole bunch of demands, I can't imagine that the Republicans are going to say, you're right, here, take this.
Well, it would be whatever the demands are. And I think that probably will be what would happen if they decide to cross over and help. They will ask for the world and they'll get it. They'll probably get it.
You think so? I don't know.
If they're that desperate for help, it just, you never know.
But I think
you're a drowning person and they're throwing you a life raft. Maybe you better grab it.
But I think some of them embrace the chaos. And that's why Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and even Jim Jordan are there. Jim Jordan has been in office for I can't remember how long. I don't think he's ever passed or had a co-sponsored bill pass ever. He's never gotten anything done.
Okay.
Texter 541, the fact that the majority of House GOP voted for Scalise over Jordan, and yet members of the party would not stand behind the majority vote, shows how entitled some members feel, and they are in the wrong job. And with two